What would the world sound like if we all spoke the same language? Not as boring as you might think, perhaps, once regional accents and dialects are taken into account. Even among speakers of the same mother tongue, differences in accent and dialect can lead to misunderstanding. American and British English differ, as do Tunisian and Syrian Arabic, or Argentinian and Castilian Spanish. Language also changes over time, and attitudes towards different dialects evolve. The BBC News began in 1954, and the typical BBC accent is recognisable to this day.
Here is an illustrated summary of the news. It'll be followed by the latest film of events and happenings at home and abroad.
At roughly the same time, a typical regional dialect was vastly different. The British Library's survey of English dialects is a treasure trove for recordings of authentic regional accents throughout the years. Here, we can hear Miss Dibner, a female housekeeper from Wellick in Yorkshire, explain how to make bread, again from 1954.
Well, first I got a clean bowl. Then I put my flour in, and I put my yeasty rises in warm water with a bit of sugar to make it rise better. And I rub some lard into my flour, a bit of salt, and then I mixed all up with some warm water. And I kneaded it real well. Because if you don't knead it real well, you don't get good bread.
For many years, a regional accent or dialect was a major obstacle to working in broadcasting in the UK, with much emphasis placed on speaking properly. Nowadays, a much wider variety of accents can be heard on the BBC, although attitudes still take a while to evolve. Some still perceive that there's a correct way to speak the English language. This was recently highlighted by the case of Steph McGovern, BBC Breakfast's business presenter.
I'm Steph McGovern and I'm a presenter on BBC One's Breakfast News. My job is to deliver the business news every morning to the nation. So I start work at 4 a.m. every morning and then I'm on set at 6 a.m. and I'm basically talking about what news is coming out that day to do with money, jobs, pensions, banking, and it's my job to interview people about it and tell the nation what's going on with it.
McGovern is a highly competent financial journalist with a degree in science and communication policy from UCL. Yet some viewers could not get beyond prejudices about her accent. It was recently revealed that she received a letter that said, "Dear Ms. McGovern, I watched you on BBC Breakfast. I'm sorry about your terrible affliction. Here's £20 towards correction therapy." The affliction mentioned was her accent. The notion that a Middlesbrough accent would need corrective treatment is reminiscent of scenes from the musical My Fair Lady.
All right, Eliza, say it again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Didn't I say that?
No, Eliza, you didn't say that. You didn't even say that.
Yet variety in the way we speak is an integral part of our verbal communication. Regional dialect can reveal interesting links to the historical events that have shaped a region.
After work, well, they used to lay good cricket, you know, on the roads or on the weir.
In Yorkshire dialect, the verb lake is still in common use to this day. The word is synonymous with play, and its use in precisely that part of the country is testament to the influence of the Vikings. The correlation with the word play in the Scandinavian languages is evident. English continues to shape and be shaped by other languages. This evolution is what makes language live and thrive, and regional dialects are a vital part of this. If this could be more readily acknowledged by those who speak with a proper accent, well, wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Lovely.
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 Takashi Stoko, Radio UPF.